To help us answer some of those questions is Dan Buntman, Strategy Lead at Ozo, which is a digital payments company. Dan, thank you so much for joining us and a very good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
So they say cash is king, but is the king's throne under siege?
I think the kingdom is under siege. I don't think, to go with the metaphor, that the kingdom will ever fall. There will always be a place for cash, but it is an ever-diminishing form factor in terms of how we exchange value and make transactions happen in our lives.
It's quite expensive to use cash. What are some of the advantages of actually replacing it in this ever-changing digital world?
Yes, cash is disproportionately expensive and disproportionately impacts those less fortunate, which is often not really understood. I think how cash helps people and empowers them and the economy going forward in reducing costs is there are much fewer fees in terms of bank charges like deposits and withdrawals, much less impact of dealing with things like change. Sometimes people are forced to withdraw cash in one go because of how their account works. And I think there's a lot of savings to be made from moving to digital and allowing people to manage their financial position better through digital payments and digital services.
So when we talk about digital payments, what exactly are we talking about? Is this, your online banking, or is it more evolved than that? We've also got Bitcoin, which is something that is still confusing to a lot of us. So what would the world without cash look like?
So I think the world, as it moves to ever more cashless, means that people are enabled to make transactions ever more seamlessly and easily and more conveniently. The old EFT that you refer to in terms of online banking has already been surpassed, and that's what we do at Ozo. We take a rather cumbersome old way of effecting electronic payments, and we have automated that and made it a seamless customer experience that is really, really easy to use from something that never used to be. And there are various form factors that will change the world in terms of how we pay, and others leading the way in that.
You still have people, though, who do not trust online things at all, who prefer hard cold cash and will even put it between the base and the mattress of their bed. So how do we then change perceptions or educate people about the ever-evolving world that we're living in that, yes, cash will not completely fade out, but this is where we're going?
So as you say, education is the key. And I think we also need to recognize that there is a digital divide between people who have access more easily to digital services and digital payment and those who don't. And companies like ours are leading the way in breaking that divide. Education is core to that. I think COVID accelerates this process in that cash is intrinsically not as hygienic. And lastly, you mentioned people keeping cash under the mattress. I think most of those people do what they know and what they're used to, but they're also fully aware that the security elements of doing that are not ideal and are looking for a solution that enables them in the right way.
Let's talk about countries that have gotten it right, and we don't even have to go far, just on this continent, going to West Africa, Nigeria, for instance, getting it right. What have they done that we can do?
So I think I like to be pro-South Africa as well as pro-Africa. South Africa's done lots of things right. Almost 80% of South Africans have bank accounts, which are the most useful form of access to electronic and formal banking. In East Africa, the solutions there have been wonderful, but they talk to a banking system that hasn't provided as many solutions as ours has. And when we look to Nigeria, I think Nigeria has made access and universal interoperability a very important regulatory goal, which I believe our regulators are aiming for too and will be a part of our near future.
Sure. So there's quite a bit for us to learn from, the examples that you have provided.
I think so. I think we can always learn and we can always do better, and there's always room for improvement. And improvement is about making consumers and businesses' lives easier so as to accelerate growth, which is an acceleration of living standards. Around the world, there are lots of examples. Actually, in the East, I know our regulators have taken great interest in what's been achieved in East Asia. And I think that future is soon to be upon us in South Africa.
Dan, when it comes to the issue of security, we know cybersecurity is a big issue. How do we allay fears that we are indeed prepared for this?
To be prepared, we need to arm ourselves with information, and we need to make sure that we are aware of the very risks that you talk to. This awareness is key in making sure that we don't fall for the strategies that these fraudsters employ to take advantage of all of us. And I think just starting with that awareness and knowing the various security mechanisms that are available, especially from a bank sense, in terms of making sure you have enabled second factor authentication whenever you transact. And if I link that back to how we work at Ozo, that is a core security control that we place reliance on to make sure that our customers are not victims of fraud or cybercrime.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Dan Bantman, strategy lead at Ozo, which is a digital payments company.